Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible. Somebody listen.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Leonard's a fantastic song. Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about the opportunity and time that we're going to have today to share with you on this morning. Listen, welcome to our Man Up Monday portion of the broadcast. Our guest is none other than our friend, our brother, none other than Pastor Maurice. He will be with us here shortly. But listen, guys, as we do, as always, before we go any further, as we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, let us go before the throne of grace and let us have our scripture reading on this morning. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your tenderness, God, and your caring. God, we thank you for your word that provides, God. We thank you for your heart and your mind and your spirit, God, that guide us on a day-to-day basis. God, we thank you for walking and talking to us, God, as we go on this pilgrim journey. God, we pray, God, today that you would move by your power and we move by your strength. God, we ask that you would restore unto us, God. God, the strength, God, of today. God, we thank you for our early morning rise. God, we thank you for closing us in our right mind. God, we thank you for strengthening us on our weakened side. God, we thank you for keeping those that, God, that you gave care over us, God, while they slumbered and slept on last night. God, we pray that you would continue to have your hand of mercy and grace, not just over them, but on them, God. God, that they may find safety in you on today. God, we thank you for guiding and meeting and restoring and empowering and strengthening, God. God, each and every last one of those individual people, God, that is connected, God, to us, God. We pray, God, for our children, our families, God. God, across this country, God, those that are listening, God, we pray and cover them on this morning. Strengthen them, God. Keep them, protect them, and watch over them is our prayer. God, we pray that you would take the reins of this message on today. Take the reins of this broadcast on today. God, and do with it what you will. God, we pray that you would have your way on today in this broadcast. God, do what you do best, God, and that is be God. God, and be edified, glorified, God, and strengthen the people on today in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus do we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Our morning scripture that you will find us in on this morning will be in the book of Isaiah. It'll be in the book of Isaiah, and it will be Isaiah 54. As Isaiah, excuse me, Isaiah 54 and verse 10. As Isaiah 54 verse 10, and it simply says this. It simply says this: for the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall never depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant, my God, today, of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. I'm going to say that again because that blessed me this morning. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the viewers, and the hearers, and the receivers of his word. Amen. Amen. We will also like to share with you guys all of these great countries that are listening in. And my soapbox moment that I have every Monday morning, we're just grateful to be able to reach out to those that are in those rural countries that are listening in. Some of them are huddled around some type of device, maybe internet device that they're listening in to us on. And we want to tell you, thank you, first of all. But we also want to let you know that we're praying for you. Because we here on United States Soil, let me help y'all real quick, those of you all that are the first time listeners. These people that are listening in those other countries, this very well may cost them their lives. Let me help you real quick. Even to just have a scripture, not a Bible, but a scripture in their home, can be considered as, watch this here, as a sacrilege against their religion. To be able to even practice a religion, to even have a relationship with Jesus Christ, they're literally, their lives are in danger. But watch this here. We want you guys to understand. We want you to know that we are interceding and praying, not only just for you, but we're praying for your family. Because a lot of times, people of God, whether we know it or not, these are the things that we don't see. But some of these people are drugged into the street and made an example out of. Some of them are executed right in front of people. Some of their children and their husbands and their wives are taken out of the home and sold into slavery to worship Jesus Christ. Some of us on this past Sunday, we did 3 services. Some of us did 2 services. Some of us just sit home and listen to our favorite preacher on the internet or on Daystar or whatever channel y'all watch. But for them to have that privilege, for them to be able to do that, for them to even be a rumor of them doing that, it could cost them their lives. But we here on the United States soil, watch this here, we take our opportunities for granted. So what I want you to do today in your prayer time, I want you to pray for our brothers and sisters that's across the sea. I want you to put I want you to put them up before the Lord. You know, you may not know every country. You may not know every situation. You may not know every circumstance. You may not know every situation that's going on. But please put them up before the Lord in your prayer time. Cover them. Because watch this, there are some of them that are losing their lives daily because they confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let me help you real quick. God is a good God and he is a keeper. And he's a protector, he's a watcher. But watch this. Sometimes it takes us to intercede and pray and cover those that need to be covered in prayer. Because a lot of times we don't understand why they're there. We don't understand the reasoning for them being there. But we know that God is a good God, and he is a keeper, and he's a watcher, and he's a protector, and he'll keep his hands on them. So let us continue to pray not only just for them, but could pray for their taskmasters. Pray for God, help me right through here. Pray for the ones that have rule over there. Ask God to turn their heart, turn their mind, turn their spirits, turn their thought path to be able to worship him in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So that's my soapbox moment. That's my soapbox moment for this morning. So you guys continue to pray. And continue to pray for our country. Pray for our leadership. Pray for our country as a whole. Pray for our world as a whole. Because there's a lot going on that we need to be interceding and praying for. Amen. Amen. So let me go ahead and share those countries that we're listening into. We have the United States, Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we got the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and we also have Italy. And we want to thank you guys so much for your continued support. You'll continue to connect with them. And we're praying that God's hands of mercy and grace will continue to be on you and cover you and protect you and watch over you as you go through your daily life. Amen? Amen. So God bless you. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much for what you do. And continue to know that we are praying for you. Don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Don't lose all of our missionaries that are over in those countries. We're praying for them as well because they go into those countries knowing that their lives are at stake, knowing that their lives could very well be taken at any point, any time because they're presenting Jesus Christ. And so we want you guys to know we're praying for all of those missionaries, the apostles that are establishing churches in those countries. Just the lay member workings, the inner workings of those people, that the churches that are there, we're praying for you because we know that it's a hard job. It's a hard job, but we're praying for you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our guest, none other than Pastor Maurice, will be with us here. So allow us this quick moment to go ahead on and take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. The next voice that you will hear will be none other than Pastor Mullins.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us
ashamed to say.
Amen, amen. My world needs you, Kirk Franklin. My world needs you. Listen, I cannot hold a man of God any longer. I cannot hold a man of God any longer. He is on. He is with us right now. So I present to some, introduce to others, none other than our friend, our brother, none other than Pastor Maurice. Man of God, you have the floor.
Good morning to everyone that is on our line this morning. I will greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are a pastor online, you know that Monday is the rest day for every pastor, preacher in the land. But this morning, I greet you in the name of our Lord. So much is going on in our world of today. Let me say happy clergy month to all of the pastors, apostles that is online on today, and pray that you continue to do the work that God has given you to do. And I will be first to say that this work is not easy, but we got to keep the faith. And when we keep the faith, God always reward faithfulness. Let me also say, if you're not a Houstonian, let me just say that our Houston Astros is on the way to the World Series again. And so we salute ourselves right here in Houston, Texas, as we are celebrating the World Series right here in our city. And then let me just say to all of us that God has been so good, and he has been faithful. A scripture that comes to mind this morning is that you've been faithful over a few things. Come on, and I will make you ruler over men. And I want to talk this morning to those who have been faithful. And I want to talk to those who have been consistent in the work. As many of you know, we've all had to transition a lot of things in ministry due to the COVID, due to a whole lot of things that have happened. And church that we think has changed, church has really changed. And I don't know about you all, but let me speak on my behalf. It's still a struggle trying to get people back into the worship setting. It's still a struggle. But I believe this is a testing of our faith. I believe we're in a season where God is testing us in our faith to see if we really serious about the kingdom agenda. Because I've learned that you got to preach the empty chair, and then you got to preach to a full house. And today I want to encourage your spirit that if you've been faithful, and look what the text says, over a few things, over small things. If you've been faithful over small things and you've been faithful to the extent that you ended up by yourself, let me tell you that God rewards faithfulness. And when you look at the root word of faithfulness, it is faith. And Hebrews 11 and chapter says, and without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And if you got faith, you're pleasing God. And in this work, I've discovered the only person that I'm trying to please is God Almighty. The only person I'm trying to please is him, because when he gets the glory, he'll do the addition. Lord have mercy. Let me calm down, because I feel like I'm getting excited. But I'm telling you that when you please God, and when your mind and focus is on what God is doing in the work of today, let me tell you, God rewards faithfulness. The Lord has blessed our church that we are pulling men into the kingdom. I have nothing against the women, but women have always been there. They've always supported. They always encouraged. But when you can get men in church, and not just in church, but men who is excited about what God is doing, let me tell you on today that's a big thing. When men give their lives to Christ and say, I want to be connected with the church. And today, I'm telling you, God has added men to the kingdom. And my hat salute men who is serious about the kingdom, who is serious about the work. And that's what it's all about, that you can be faithful with small things. Look what he says. He says, you can be faithful over small things. He said, I make you ruler over men. Watch this. I make you the head and not the tail. He said, if you can be faithful right where you are and don't worry about what they're doing around the corner, what they're doing anywhere else, just be faithful right where you are. And when God sees your faithfulness, guess what he does? He said, I'm an elevator. That was ruler of me, good Lord. He said, I'm going to elevate you to me. I'm going to elevate you to the next level. Pastor Douglas, I'm going to get too excited. Look, I'm going to elevate you to the point where God said that what everybody says, what you can't do, what you can't have, and where you can't go, God said, I'm going to open the door for you to expand. I'm going to open the door so that the gospel can go to many people. And look where we are today. We never shook hands. We never said, hey. We never sat down and had coffee and ate. And we never done that. But look how God had opened a door on a day like today, and today we're speaking to people all over the country. He says that because when you've been faithful over fear, I'm going to elevate, I'm going to expand that I have given you, and I'm going to make you the ruler over many. Lord, help me, Jesus. I don't know about y'all. I'm just waiting on the elevation. And in order to get the elevation, I have to be faithful right where I am. See, if you can't be humble with a small, if you can't be meek where you are, God said you ain't ready for elevation. I need some people who are going to be humble, who's going to be meek right where they are, and then when I elevate you, you know who elevated you. He said, I need some people who's going to be excited about elevation, and then, look, right where you are, stay humble. Right where you are, stay meek. Right where you are, let God use you where you are. And when God sees you at that level, then he will elevate you to the next level. Lord Jesus.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
So many of our preachers, listen to me this morning. So many of our pastors have gotten the big head, who's bigger than what they really are. And God said, wait a minute, just offer. Come on now. Just offer yourself. Look, you don't need further people to have security. Just offer yourself. I've got to back. When you offer yourself, he said, this elevation is on the way. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, and I know it's been rough. I know it's been hard. I know it's been a situation where you had to go in your own pocket and pay the light bill, your own pocket and pay the note, your own pocket. But God said, just stay faithful where you are, and the day is going to come where you're not going to have to do all of that because you've been faithful at a level where I can elevate you to the next level. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I need to tell somebody that promotion day is on the way. Matter of fact, let me prophesy to somebody right now and tell you that before December 33rd, you about to be promoted. You about to go to the next level. You about to go. God is about to elevate you before 2023. So if you can shout with two people, if you can dance with two people, if you can praise with two people, God said, wait till I elevate you to the next level. I've got choir members you don't know nothing about. I've got ushers you don't know nothing about. I've got people waiting in the line to bust the door down because elevation is on the way. Oh, Jesus. It's on the way. He said, I'm just looking for some people who can just be humble enough. He said, if you could just be faithful, just be faithful, just be faithful, just be faithful, just be faithful right where you are, and I will elevate you to the right part. Now, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. Why you are faithful, I don't know about y'all, but there have been times I've sat in my study at the church on a Sunday morning. I have prayed, I prepared, I got my sermon together, God has spoken my spirit, God has told me what to say, and I walk out and nobody's there. I know that's a hurting feeling. And I'm like, where is the people? When they going to come back to church? I told them the church is back open. When they going to come? When they going to come? I said, wait a minute. Wait. Preach to the chase. My prayer is every Sunday is this. Wherever that is an empty seat, Lord, dispatch your angels and sit them right there. Watch this. I'm going to help somebody right here. And look like what God does is he lets. He let angels sit in empty seats. And to me, I feel like the church is just overpacked and crowded because angels are all in the place. And when the angels show up, the presence of God comes in the room. And you think you put in 1,000 because God has put you in a place. He said, it may look like empty pews. It may look like empty chairs. But right there are angels who is saying amen. Angel who is worshiping, angel who is giving God glory, who is in the sanctuary, and they are helping you get through what God has given you. God, and every now and then I say, put your angels down, because God knows that if you can preach the angel, I'm going to replace the angel with people. I'm going to replace the angel with some people sitting in the pew. And my encouragement to you is like Paul told Timothy, go on and preach. Preach in season. Preach out of season. I don't know how God did this morning. But let me tell you something. You got to learn how to keep on preaching. Preach till they want to hear you. Preach when they don't want to hear you. Preach till the power of God come down. You just keep doing the assignment. And the assignment is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, is preaching the gospel. We got men, we got boys killing their fathers, we got women killing their mamas, we got things happening in our world, and what people need is a word from the Lord. And so I encourage you today, keep preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Keep preaching. No, don't give up now. We can't give up now. Because why? Your elevation is closer than you think. Your promotion is closer than you think. And so while you are faithful with you, just keep preaching. You just keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track. I know it seems rough. I know it seems hard, but I come to encourage your spirit to keep preaching, keep doing what you're doing, and watch God elevate you. And let me get courage to preach it. I had a preacher friend tell me, he said, I had a friend of mine tell me, he said, I want to preach. I said, you want to preach? He said, yeah. He said, because I want to make money. I said, wait a minute, let me help you out. Ain't no money in this field. You better go get a job. Ain't no money in this field. This ain't an occupation where you're going to make some money. And if it's just all the same, I said, hold on, brother. Hold on. No, you can't do that now. Let me encourage your spirit and tell you this is about ministry. But I do believe that in this ministry, watch this, y'all. He says, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory. This is what I had to tell the preacher. I said, let me tell you something. When you're preaching the gospel, you may never get a check. You may never get this. You may never get that. But let me tell you, but the God I serve, he know how to supply all my needs, and whatever my need is, God take care of the need. And because God take care of the need, that's why I keep doing what I do. That's why I keep pushing. That's why I keep pushing. That's why I keep praying. Because God always supplies all my need according to his riches and his glory. And let me tell you, God's glory never run out. His glory never run out. And because his glory never run out, he'll supply whatever you're in need of. God will take care of that. Somebody trying to figure out how they're going to make it, I got good news. He's a good supplier. Somebody trying to figure out you got more bills than you got money, I got a word for you. He'll supply. Oh, my God, that's a word for today. God will supply. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. I know you're trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of these children, where the food going to come, where the house going to come, where the life is. God will supply. God will supply. God will supply all, not just some, my need according to his riches in glory. When I preached this text, I told the members in my church, God got a supply room in heaven. God got a supply room in heaven. And whenever I am in a needful situation, all I got to do is go to God and say, God, I'm in need of rich. I'm in need of a life. I'm in need of this. And what God does is he checks my faithfulness out. And when he checks my faithfulness out, guess what he does? He goes to the supply room. He dispatches angels and says, send this to Maurice right now. And because he has been faithful where he is, and we got to supply his need and take care of everything that needs to be taken care of, because God will supply. You got to stay faithful. Over 15, he'll make you ruler, elevation, promotion over me. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't look at somebody else's ministry. Just stay where you are. Stay where you are. People, I've never seen how people who say they've been called by God, that God has called them to the ministry of pastoring, God has called them to the ministry of preaching, and they're giving it up. They're throwing in the towel. They're calling it quits. If God has really called you to preach, you'll hang on in there. Because God knows how to shut all enemies up. God knows God knows how to protect his people. Because he says, what? Touch not my anointing. And do my prophet no harm. And today I come to speak to somebody. I come to tell somebody who may be struggling on this Monday morning. I come to tell you that God is about to promote and elevate you. Just stay faithful where you are. The word for the day is elevation is on the way. Elevation is on the way. Our theme and our church is God's going to do it big. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. But I know God is about to do it big because I know God. I know what he spoke in my spirit. And I know what he told me. And God is about to do it big. As a matter of fact, you ought to just lay hands on yourself and say, Lord, do it big, God. God, I need you to do it big right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I need you to do it big. Apostle, you want to jump in here with me?
Man, I'm just sitting up here. I'm listening to you, and I'm sitting up there saying to myself, I said, God, I said, one of the hardest things in ministry to do is what you said you did. When you walked out into the church and you don't see nobody. Listen, you don't see not a nail, nobody.
Still
got to preach. Doc, I'm going to tell you, the burden of taking on building ministry, brothers, let me help you. Sisters, let me help you. Y'all stepping out into some territory that's uncharted by a whole lot of people. A lot of folks like to go to church that's already been established. And see, that's the reason why I tell people preaching ain't for the faint of heart. If you don't preaching ain't for the faint of heart. If you ain't got no stability. Yeah, I just made that word up. If you ain't got no stability, you ain't going to last in this thing. Because watch this. Everybody want to get on when you're on the fast track and everything going good. The rails is riding. But as soon as the water gets troubled, come here, let me help you real quick. Everybody in their mama going to leave. Sometimes your mama going to leave. Can I help you? Don't let no rumor hit the church about something that you didn't say or you didn't done. You ain't even going to have no church because they going to shut you down. Because why? They heard something. Starting a ministry. It's not for the faint of heart.
You're not? Mm-mm.
Because watch this, brother. Let me help you. Promotion, watch what God do. God promote. You said that word. And it's hung in my head. You said faithful. That word faithful, when you say God promotes the faithful. When you do what God told you to do, when you do what God told you to do, watch what happens. He will move on faithfulness. He'll move on faithfulness. Amen?
Yes, he will. Pastor Douglas, this Sunday, I will be celebrating 18 years of preaching.
Oh, God.
And I've been pastoring now for 10 years. I just celebrated 10 years in April. And when I first started pastoring, The rumor was out, he's not going to make it. Listen to me. Listen. He ain't going to make it. He ain't going to last. They talked about me real bad. But because I know where my assignment come from. I wasn't worried about what they say. Because they going to say a whole lot of stuff. And I learned this. Right. I learned this in ministry. Sometimes you got to shut up and just show them. See, you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Just let them keep watching. I don't know. It was something on Instagram that really caught my eye, and I love that. It says that people may not talk to you, And people may not comment over your stuff on Facebook, but let me tell you, they scrolling, they looking,
yeah,
they listening, they paying attention, and they watching your every move. And what makes me excited, I'm glad you're watching. Because what you thought wasn't going to happen, God is turning it around and making it happen.
Right.
Now I'm getting you a beat. I'm getting you a beat. I'm 18 years in the field. You understand?
Right.
And sometimes I want it. I'm going to be honest, preacher. I'm not that close to the Lord like some of y'all. I wanted to go cuss them folk out. I wanted to go fight. I wanted to do it. God said, wait a minute. That ain't how you deal with it. Let me handle them, and you stay focused on the assignment. Come here. Come here. I'm going to help somebody right here. Don't worry about what they think. Don't worry about what they are doing. You just stay focused on your assignment, and God will shut all that down. God will sit all that down, and them that didn't want to be, God will make them come be part of what you're doing. You didn't hear what I just said. Because then they'll come to you and ask you, how you do that? When you do that? How you do? Hey, you got to stay faithful right where you are.
Yeah.
Our building,
yeah,
when we moved in the building where we are right now, we had to do what you call an upkeep, an update. We had to bring it up to modern times. Our members went in 3 years ago. We've been in that building 3 years. Watch this. We've been in the building 3 years. The day we went into the building, we had to paint, we had to change, we had to do this, we had to do that, and we had to make do with what we got. I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to help you. And while other folks was talking about, oh, that building's so small. Oh, how y'all do this? How y'all don't worry about all that? We just went in because the Bible said, and the people had a mind to work. I got the people in a mindset that we got to get in here, make it happen, and do what we got to do. The people came and went in, rolled up their sleeves, put paint on the wall, cleaned the floor, shampooed the carpet, got it together. And the first Sunday in August, we walked into the church, and the house was jam-packed. Watch this now. Watch it. Watch it. And folks were looking, trying to pay attention. And then our church got broken into. They stole some stuff out of the church. I said, Lord, you got to give me strength because I'm about to do something crazy. God said, hold on. I got you. God restored everything that was lost. Apostle Douglas is there. He's there every Sunday. I'm telling you all what God will do when you stay faithful to the assignment. God will elevate you at the right time. Do I pastor 50, 60, 70, 100 people? No. I just stay focused on the people that God give me.
That's it.
Because I've been
That's
faithful.
That's it.
When you've been faithful, that is the key word to ministry, faithfulness. And that, can I give you one more? When the people see the leader faithful, the spirit of the leader will flow into the congregation.
That part right there.
Mm.
That part right there. That part right there.
I just met somebody up right there. The people will pick up the leader's speech, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take nothing for me to pick up trash out the yard. It don't take nothing for me to clean the toilet and vacuum the floor. It don't, because when the people, listen, don't ever think you that high where you can't pick up some trash. Don't ever think you that high where you can't get in and work with the people. Because the people
right.
are watching you. And you know what they say? Well, if pastor can get down there and get the trash up, if pastor can clean the ditch out, if the pastor can do this, well, let me get on down here and do it. See, the people got to see you.
Right, right.
It's what you say.
It's what you do.
It's what you do.
Man.
It's what you do.
One thing that me and my, yeah. You know, me and my wife has this mentality too. We came from under ministries being servants. We go, we serve. If we follow Bishop Williams,
we serve Bishop Williams like we would want to be served. It's the mentality that you have. If you have a servant's heart, ministry is not hard for you. But if you always think that somebody needs to serve you, I got a problem with you.
Right.
I got a problem with you. You come, you preach, and you want a $5,000 honorarium. Man, listen, let me help you. Understand, a workman is worthy of his hire, but don't get to the point to where you think you on this level to where you can't work in the vineyard. That's what my biggest issue is. But listen, we got a caller, Doc. We got a caller. We got to get to the call. We got a caller on. They raised their hand. I'm gonna bring them on in. Hang on.
All right.
Unmuted.
Caller, are you there?
I'm here. How y'all doing today?
Blessed, man. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I think I might have pushed the button on accident. I'm really just listening in, but you guys are blessing me. But since you did turn me on,
amen.
I want to say how y'all doing today. God bless you, man of God. How you doing today, cousin? This is Quentin on the Zoom. You know.
Amen.
And I just want to say you guys are blessed to be here. Amen.
Yes, sir. We're doing good. Pastor Maurice, this is one of my cousins, man.
It's a blessing.
Just to have people in your family that you connected to. It does a real bad echo. It's just good to have family connected to you. You know, it's just good to have family connected to you, and they know your works. This young man desired to preach. He desired to preach, and the beautiful part about it is he was a young man when he made his decision, and he came to the front of the church, and at the time I was with Bishop Bobby Pearson, and while Bishop was preaching, he told Bishop that he wanted to preach, and Bishop literally took his coat off and put his coat on him. I think he was probably maybe 13 or 14 at the time, maybe. I might be a little off on the age, but he put his coat on him, and he told him, he said, "This mantle that I have, I'm gonna put on you. Your desire," he said, "because you have the desire to preach." Man, if I tell you that messed me up, and he has the testimony. He has a testimony, Doc. He has a testimony. I'm gonna get him to come on so he can share his testimony. But he has a powerful testimony now.
What's his name?
His name is Quentin Onazine.
Brother Quentin. Is he still on?
Yes, sir. He's still on.
Brother Quentin, can I encourage your spirit?
Let me put him back in. I took him out because it was a real bad echo. Me, put him back in. He there. There you go, preacher.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Brother Quentin, how you doing this morning?
How you doing today?
I want to tell you, keep doing what you do. Stay focused on your assignment. And promotion is closer than you think. The text said, if you can be faithful where you are. Elevation Day is coming. This ministry, what I learned when I started pastoring, I want to share something with you. I didn't really know a lot of things that was going on behind the scenes. But when I started pastoring, I learned a whole lot. I'm going to tell you, it's going to blow your mind. I found that the people, some of the people I dealt with was doing something that wasn't right. And what God did, he pulled the wools off the eyes, and I began to see things for it was. Because what you learn is more to preaching, is more to pastoring than a Sunday morning sermon. It's what you do during the week. It's what you do after the benediction. So I want to encourage your spirit to hook up with the people that God wants you to hook up with, and they're going to open the avenue for you to expand your ministry. That just came in my spirit as the apostle was talking. It just came to my spirit. Just keep doing what you're doing. And promotion day is closer than you think. God is about to promote your platform. God is about to elevate your platform. And it's going to blow your mind how he's going to do it. So stay focused where you are and watch what God do in your life. I'm done, Apostle. I'm done.
Yeah. Unmuted.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You stay where you are, Doc.
I'm working under a pastor over at Livingstone Christian Church. And right now, where God got me at is learning, like, the deacon stuff, learning everything all over again. And just working under this pastor, he gives me a chance to exercise my gifts. You know, I see me, and he let me open up in the church. And, you know, God's been putting on my heart that, you know, the church is like the hospital. And the world, the people are sick. They need God. People are sick. And he's been putting in my heart that we should, the people that are in the church, we should be more like spiritual EMTs, you know, first responders to the people, trying to get them to the hospital to see God. Because, you know, this world, they really need Jesus. And I just wanted to say that. And to anybody that's listening, wherever you are, you're a spiritual EMT too. If you're working under a pastor, it's also your job to encourage people. We got to stand up in our rightful place.
Yeah.
We got to rise up. Amen. That's all I got.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
My pastor, who I started preaching under, I was his armor, and I served him until the Lord called him home. And I discovered that my assignment was to take care of the pastor and his family. The Lord called Pastor Henderson home, and I am reaping benefits from how I took care of him. And when you say you're working under a pastor, get close to him, because how you treat him depends on how God will bless you. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you what I know now. Because I served under Pastor Henderson, and the Lord called him home. I'm talking about I served under him all the way to the grave. I went to his house. I was his armor bearer. I started preaching under him. And what you do to the leader you're under now will determine how God blesses you. So be your pastor's armor bearer. Be his right hand. Be faithful to him. And how you treat him will determine how God will bless you. And I'm through.
Amen. I'm through, Pastor. And we were sitting up here and I was talking, well, you was talking. this is what dropped in my spirit. There's a couple of things that dropped in my spirit. Mm-hmm. One of the things that dropped in my spirit was this. Jesus did not have a congregation. He had 12 good men. 12 good men. Well, 11 good men, you know, Judas shut off the wagon somewhere in between here and there, but that's part of the process. But Jesus had 12 good men. If we stay in the mindset that we could work this thing with 12 good men, God gonna add to us, but we still have not to the fact to where he's gonna replace the 12, but work to the point to where you know, okay, if I operate like I got the 12 good men, all the other stuff that's gonna come along, I know how to handle it. I know how to shift it. I know how to deal with it. I know how to operate. I know how to show compassion to this one, and I know how to show sternness to this one, because I'm working like I'm working with the 12 good men.
Yeah.
And that's what God began to show me. If we learn how to operate this thing in your ministry, and this is what I tell my people. This is what I tell all my folks, because I know that our church, my wife and myself, we are birthing what I would consider as the next generation or the next level of leaders. That's the reason why I tell people this all the time. Don't take what God is doing in your life for granted. Don't take what God is doing in your ministry just as something that he's doing, because he's working some things out. We birth leaders. And because we're birthing leaders, we have to watch what we have to do. We have to realize we got to go through the struggle so they can see. When they go out and go into leadership, if my pastors can do this, if my pastors can go through that, if my pastors can stand in this, if my pastors can stand the ridicule, if my pastors can stand to the fact to where they started out with the 12, and now we're operating and didn't lose sight of the fact that they operated with the 12. We can change the dynamic of church, because watch this here. You don't need an entourage of people. I don't get how you need 15 people to cover you. I understand I need somebody to cover me. My wife is real good at covering me. We have spiritual daughters that's really good at covering us. We have our campus pastor, Pastor Parker, who's really good at covering us. We don't need no whole bunch of people. If one can't make it, watch this here, the other one gonna make it. They gonna come together. Hey, look, I won't be able to be with Pastor this time because I have to work. Or I'm not gonna be able to be there because I got a function to do to or go. Or I got to preach. And they'll say, well, I'll go and I'll cover. And we're the same way with them. When they go, watch this here, watch the servant. The servant is when they go out, you go out and you cover them.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to let them go nowhere. And they preach it. And we're not there to cover them.
Right.
Because you don't know what's in the room. I can't make it to everything, but I'm going to tell her, hey, listen, I can't make it. Pastor can't make it. Listen, I need y'all to go and cover your sister. I need you to go and cover your brother. Don't ever let them go out by themselves. That's what ministry is about. Ministry is about seeing the pastor, seeing the apostle, seeing the bishop, seeing us work. If they see our hands moving, they're gonna keep moving. You said
yeah.
that earlier.
Yeah.
If Bishop Pearson told us this, he said my hand wrap around the handle of a broom and the handle of a vacuum just as good as anybody else in this room, and I'm gonna do it. I ain't got no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want you to understand, as a leader, watch what we do as leaders. We are the example for them to grow.
I agree.
If we can preach to, if I can preach to a room full of chairs, you can preach to a room full of chairs. And preach like I lost my mind, like I got a whole 1,500 people in the audience, and I ain't got five people in there.
Yeah,
man, I done been preaching and started prophesying. Preaching and prophesying to the air, Doc.
Yep.
Don't give up in ministry, brothers and sisters. Don't give up. This is it. Your seat, this man of God, and I already said, the season of promotion. Doc, I want you to do something real strange. I want you to do something real strange, and I know this is going to sound weird to you, but in every spot in that church that there's a chair, I want you to put a Bible. I want you to put a Bible, and this is what the Lord showed me. Put a Bible in every chair. And God says, I'm going to start filling those chairs. He said, every Sunday, I want you to put them in there. Every Sunday, I want you to take them out. See, every Sunday, I want you to put them in there. Every Sunday, I want you to take them out. And he said, after a while, you're going to be taking them out because people are going to be in those seats. He said, your harvest, God help me right through here. We were sitting at the church yesterday, and our daughter said, he said, Dad, I keep hearing this deer in the door open and close. And she was kept looking back. She said, I keep hearing the door opening and closing. And I just started shouting. I just started speaking in tongues. She said, what are you doing? She said, what's wrong? I said, "That's God is sending out Aaron's army. And that's what God is sending to, to the house, man. That's what God is sending to the church. God is sending you your Aaron's army. Put those Bibles in those chairs. God is going to send the women to the ministry, but they're going to be men because your heart, you say, Lord, if you give me five good strong men, we can move some stuff. We can make some stuff happen. Coach, truth be told, Doc, you a man for real. You are everything about you, Doc, is man. And because you have the heart of God, you're the man of God and the heart of God. God says, I'm going to put men in your presence that you're going to literally be able to mold. Not into your image, but into God's image. He said, because you're going to pour into them as men what they need. God help me right through here. You're going to have men that's going to come with you that's going to be struggling with some things. With issues with their wives, issues with their children, issues with their life period. There's some things, God help me right through here. Okay, God. There's some things that you dealt with in your own personal walk, sir, that you're going to be able to tell them, listen, this is not a road that you want to go down, sir. This is not a pathway you want to go down. This is not a section of your life that you want to deal with. But what I want to give you some instructions. And the instructions that I want to give you is the instructions that the Lord has already made a way in that area. And don't you go back and try to fix it. God already worked it out. It's going to be divine instruction. And watch this here. God says when you prune them into what God wants them to be, that will be your sound counsel. Because that's what, God help me right through here, because that's what you've been seeking. You've been seeking for somebody to be sound counselor. That's the reason why you ain't all connected with a whole lot of people. Because you just, God, because you see folk for who they really are. You know the heart. You know the heart of a person before they get to you real good. You could tell. You could tell the ones that sit up and playing the games. You could tell the ones that got God help me right through here. You could tell the ones that don't have a sincere heart. Only thing they're about is getting the money and having oh Lord help me right through here. Having the women in the church to serve. Oh God! But God told me to let you know. He said, "I'm sending you your army. I'm putting the right people in your pathway." He said, "Don't think it's strange when these men that when these drug dealers start showing up. Don't think it's strange when they start showing up and they say, God, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to change my life. I'm trying to get out of this dope game. I'm trying to get out of this thing. I'm trying to shift. I'm trying to transition. I need some help. I need you to guide me. What is it that I'm going to, what do I need to do?" And God is going to give you divine instructions, Doc, to talk to these men. They're gonna get out of that lifestyle. They're gonna take their weapons, and they're gonna put their weapons down, and they're gonna get out of the thing. And watch this here. And the monies that they got, because you ain't really about the money thing, but the money that they got, they're gonna start funneling it to the church. They're gonna stop doing what they're doing. And the finances that they got, because they sent no money. And they're going to bring the money, and they're going to put the money, and they're going to give their life real, for real, for real to God. Because, watch this here, because they're going to see the mantle that's on your life. And when they see that mantle on their life, because they know that you are not somebody out here trying to get something from somebody, but you're actually literally trying to change lives. Your voice is echoing in that area. That's the reason why the struggle is so hard, because with your voice, God is having your voice echo in the ears of it. Don't think it's strange when the people in these houses that's around this neighborhood start coming to the church. God help me.
Wow.
I don't know if y'all got an outreach ministry yet. I don't know if y'all got an outreach. I see something with an outreach. I see y'all doing a neighborhood walk with the outreach, and y'all literally knocking on the doors in that area and saying, "Listen, here's some tracts. We the church right here on the corner. Y'all come on and visit."
Wow.
God is getting ready to open up some major ways. Because your desire, you'd already shared your desire of your heart with me once before. And God said, because you have such a heart for doing what you do, he said, I have to make the finances line up with your vision.
Yeah,
he said, because you have the mindset of kingdom building. You ain't about the foolishness. You ain't about out here playing games. You ain't out here trying to. You ain't about trying to get as many dollars in your pocket as possible. You ain't even got that kind of mentality. You look at it like this: they gonna sow. If they not, they not. I'm not either broke nor in struggle because of what they do or what they don't do. But what I do want them to do, I want them to sow so the kingdom can grow. And that's the mentality that you have. And God said, because you have the mentality to say, I want this thing to grow. God help me right through here. He's going to literally open up the windows of heaven and begin to pour. Even Pastor Maurice, I see times when you say to yourself, Lord, I don't have nothing left. I'm tired. I didn't see you sitting on the edge of your bed with your hand in your head, just saying, "Okay, God, if you don't do this one, it ain't gonna get done today."
Yeah, Lord,
because I'm tired. Whoo, God! You know, if you don't do this one today, I'm just gonna. What I want to do is I want to go sit at the Astros game. I want to go sit on somebody's lake somewhere. I don't even got to fish. I just want to sit on the lake and just get away from it.
Yeah.
This is my Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he said, because you press even when you want to throw in the towel sometimes.
Mm.
The struggle is real to you. But the release that God is sending to you is getting ready to blow your mind. You preach this message to yourself. Okay, Holy Ghost, I hear you now. You preach this message. Promotion is on the way. That's yours. That was for you. That was for you. I don't know if you're ready for this one or not, Doc. I don't know if you're ready for this one or not. But the apostolic is on you, Doc. The apostolic, jeez, my God today. The apostolic is on you. There are churches that's going to be birthed out of you. You're getting ready to establish churches. You're getting ready to establish churches. And they're going to have the mentality and mindset that you have. You're going to literally have pastors. They're coming to you now, but you don't understand the reason why they're coming. God told me to let you know today. It's because the apostolic, the mantle of the apostle is on you. It's no strange thing that you allowing the apostle to use the building because you're getting ready to shift into that place.
Wow.
And you thought that it was a strange thing because you just said yes right off the bat. You didn't even know who I was.
At all.
But watch what God did. God says, I'm going to allow the mantle of the apostolic to sit on the house because I want him to start seeing what he's getting ready to walk into. You're getting ready to shift, sir. The apostolic shift is on your life. That's the reason why it seems sometimes so difficult. Because you normally used to just preaching. You could go in, you could preach. Now the message is almost, you're looking at this message like, okay, Lord, do you really want me to preach this one? He's like, yeah, this is what I want you to preach. Now, he said, even the word is for the shift because the body is getting ready to shift. God help me. He said, the body is getting ready to shift. He said, God. He starts training the ones that you have for deliverance ministry because God is getting ready to set deliverance. Even to start bringing the retrobates, as they call them, to the house. The drug dealers, the prostitute, the pimp, the drug addict, all them to the couple. The homosexual, the lesbian, they starting to come. God said, start training your people that these are people that God says is going to start coming to this house. And what we need to do, we need to have compassion, but we also need to be firm, and we also need to let them know that there's a shift in your life that's taking place. God is getting ready to give you strategic ways of teaching to bring some literal change in the house. Don't think it's strange now. Don't think it's strange.
Yeah, I feel it too.
Get ready. Get ready to do it. And crazy part about it is, this is not something new to you. Someone has already prophesied this to you.
Yeah.
Somebody has already shared this with you.
This ain't no confirmation.
Yeah. Because God is getting ready to literally shift everything about you, Pastor Maurice. You're getting ready to shift. Because it's time. Truth be told, your predecessor has the mantle of the apostle on his life. That's why you stuck so close. He had the mantle of the apostle, but he did not know how to shift in it. God says, not only am I going to shift you in this thing, He said, but I am going to literally shift you to the point to where you're going to literally change the whole dynamics of what preaching looked like to people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, God. I'm going to share that one off now. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You guys listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We will be right back after these quick words. This quick song, should I say.
song if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I've got some scars, but I'm still alive. Spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
somebody until they say I made it.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you so much. Listen, we have Pastor Maurice back on the line with us. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to pray for the man of God. And once we pray for the man of God, you guys, we're going to allow him the time to tell you guys how to get in contact with him with ministry-wise and how to get to the church and to get into, to become a part of the church and get in where you fit in at. Amen. Get in where you fit in at. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Father God, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the weapon of warfare, Father, that you have set among us. Father, we thank you for the word that you have allowed deposited into the lives of these your people. Promotion is on the way. Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, because those that are under the sound of your great voice today, God, you shifted their lives literally. Those that were listening under the sound of your voice that needed to know that even though the works of the situation, there's issues and circumstances that's going on, that you are literally working it out for their good. They just got to stand firm and stand strong in what you have called them to stand in. And Father, we thank you for restoring back unto the man, Lord God. God, everything that he has poured out, Father, we pray right now, God, that you would touch him, God, and strengthen him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. God, we speak against every backlash spirit, every imp and every devil that's on the outside looking in, thinking that they didn't got to win. We cancel your assignment. We say to you, we put a gag on you. You have no power and you have no strength. And we silence you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Pastor Maurice, let the people know how they can get in contact with you if they want you to come and have a preaching engagement or if you have a business or anything that you want to share, you can go ahead and share that.
Okay. You can follow me on Facebook under the leadership of Faith Praise Christian Center, which is our church, and that is on Facebook under Faith Praise Christian Center. You can hit the like and you'll get all our services on Thursday night and on Sunday morning. We are live on Sunday morning and live on Thursday night, which is our Bible study night. And then if you're in the city of Houston, you can always visit us at 3029 Wayne Street. 3029 Wayne Street. Our service time is at 10 a.m. And we would love to have you come and be part of our worship experience at the Faith. And so you can follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Hit the like. And then you can catch us on Sunday morning on 3029 Wayne Street at 10 a.m. during our morning service. We'd love to have you there in the house. And I would love for you to share with us on our Facebook Live every Sunday morning. We're working on some other things to broaden our ministry. So be patient with us. But we're going to get there. And I want to say thank you in advance for whatever you like to do. If I don't know why I'm going to throw this in there. If you like to sow a seed into our church, you can do that also at Cash App MacArthur C. Cash App MacArthur, that's MCGARTHAC, if you like to sow a seed into the church. And again, I want to say thank you for this opportunity. Apostle, I thank you so much for the opportunity, and I pray that God will bless your ministry two or three times over. Hey, you all have a great day. And again, join me at the Faith, 3029 Wayne Street at 10 a.m.
Amen, amen, amen. Like they say in the Baptist church, govern yourself according to the announcements. Amen. So y'all make sure, y'all make sure y'all get to Faith Christian Praise Center. Y'all get all over that. Because let me tell y'all something. This man of God is doing a great work. This man of God is doing a great work. That if you want a shift in your life, I promise you, this is the that's the place that you need to be. Get. It's time out. It's time out for us looking for that feel good message. God help me. I'm already out there. I might as well go ahead and do it. It's time out for that feel good message. Making your liver quiver, making your leg shake. It's time out for all that. It's time out. We need a word that's going to literally shift us, shift our transition, shift our thinking, because the kingdom of the king. Watch this here. What kingdom business does? Kingdom business not only builds the kingdom, but it instructs on how to get to where we need to be at. And there are churches that's out there right now. That look, watch this here. One of the worst things in the world we could do, Pastor, is preach a message and they still be on their way to hell.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest and real. We need to stop preaching the gospel of it's gonna be okay till we got to get our life right and line up with the word of God. It's time out. It's literally it's time out for playing church. We have so many preachers that's preaching and the lifestyle that they live don't look nothing like what they preaching.
That's right.
I look at them on Facebook and I see them on Facebook and I say to myself, God, I'm too through. I'm really over. I'm over it. I told God I'm just over it. I'm sorry if I seem. I'm just over it. I'm over that whole mentality about how they do it. I'm done. I can't continue to sit back and let my mind and my heart and ministry, watch this here, be subject to watching these men and women of God preach messages that's not doing anything to shift anybody. They still going out getting drunk. They still going out to the parties and doing all the crazy stuff they doing. They still living the lifestyle that they living. They come to church with no conviction whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy, Pastor. I know God has shifted. I don't know about you, man, but it's to the point now to where I'm just telling God. I'm saying, God, you know, I'm just give me the words. If it just takes me to preach it, I'll preach it. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. And listen, let me help you real good. I am not one without issues. I'm gonna talk. Can I talk about me so you can stay saved and stay in the church? I'm not one without issues. I got issues. I got things I deal with on a day-to-day basis. But watch this.
Yeah.
What God says to us is this: when you go through your Bible, you got everybody that got issues, from David on down to Moses. Every last one of these brothers had an issue. Everybody had an issue, but watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that God loved so much about David was this: even though David had issues, David stayed in a mindset of repentance. If we learn how to live a life of repentance, talk to God about you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I learned. that's my reason. I learned to talk to God about me.
I know that's right.
I ain't worried about church down the street. I ain't worried about folks next door. I ain't worried about all that. I'm worried about Donnell. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not worried about Apostle Douglas. I'm worried about Donnell. Because see, we can lose, watch this here. We could still miss God in our title.
Right.
Ooh, that'll preach. We can still miss God in our title. You don't believe me? Ask Saul. Saul was a king. It's all fun and games until the song change. It's all fun and games until the song change. Saul has killed his thousand, but David has killed his tens of thousands. It's all fun and games until the song change. So I don't want my song to change. I don't know about y'all, but I want to live my life that my song don't change. I want to live my life that my song elevates into the ears of God. I want my song to be the song that God sings. He praises the thing that I do. He acknowledges what I do because I'm doing what I do for him. And not for accolades and pats on the back and all that stuff. I don't know why I went there, but I'm there. I was there. I guess somebody just need to hear. Listen, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna pray. We're gonna pray and we're gonna go ahead and close out the program. We're going to do our invitation of Christ. We call it the Overcomer Scripture, Overcomer's Prayer. Some years ago, we were tasked with it because we were so used to calling it the Sinner's Prayer, and God began to lay on our hearts to literally change it from the Sinner's Prayer to Overcomer's Prayer and Overcomer's Scripture, because what we don't realize is that. That person that's in that place is in a place of struggle. It's not because they want to be there. They're struggling, and it's not an easy place to be. And sometimes you just need to know that it's not about you being a sinner. It's about you being an overcomer. So the Lord laid it on our heart to start this overcomer scripture, and overcomer's prayer, and it's simply Romans 10:9, which simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple. There is a confession, there's a belief, and then there's a turn. So today we pray that you would literally switch and turn and do what God tells you to do. We know it's not an easy place. We know it's not an easy thing to do. We know it's a difficult place that you're in. But we also know that the God that we serve could be the God that you serve. And he will change. He would literally change your situation. He could shift it for you. But you have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. So our simple prayer, and I'll close our prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come and share on today this opportunity God puts you for the shifting that is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God, for all things being made well. We thank you for the restoration of power and of strength. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice that is caught in the place of bondage in this life. Lord, it's a struggle. It's a difficult place. But, Father, we know that you are a faithful God. You are a strong God.
Yeah.
You are a mighty God. And you're able to do great things. So we trust you, Father, to shift the very situation, shift the very place that needs to be shifted. So we're standing in belief and knowing, God, that you're working it out for the good. So, Father, we pray, God, even now, God, as we lift them up to you, God. Our prayer, Father, is that you would touch them in a mighty way, strengthen them in every shape, form, and fashion. Father, even now as they stand before you in the presence of this prayer, God, we pray, God, that you would do what you do best, and that is be God and be strong in their life. So we present to them Romans 10:9. This is the place where you now lift up your hearts and your mind, those that want to be released and want to be free. You want to give your life. This is where you turn your hearts. Lift up your hands. If you can't lift up your hands, lift up your hearts. If you can't lift up your hearts, lift up your eyes. And just repeat this, repeat the prayer. Just say, Father, I have sinned and I've fallen short.
But I pray today that you will forgive me and welcome me into your arms. In Jesus' name, amen. It's just that simple.
Amen.
You're now connected to the body of Christ. We make it so difficult. Sometimes we make it so complex and so difficult. That prayer literally just, it just gave you the freedom to be released from the place that you're in. Now, will this thing be an easy walk? No. Will this thing be a walk that you could just go ahead on and just say, I'm going to go ahead on. I can do, it's going to be good every day. No, it's not. I want to be the bearer of some transforming news for you. I'm going to help you. The enemy is literally supposed to come after with everything you got, because now that you done crossed over, you done gave your life to Christ. Watch this here. Now the enemy attack is going to be greater, because he had you. Now that he don't have you, it's going to be hard pressed. Now this is what I want you to do. I want you to get you a really good Bible. I want you to get yourself into a church home. Faith Christian Center, Pastor Maurice, he gave you 3029 Wayne Street. He gave you 3029 Wayne Street. Y'all can join over there. You can go over there, get that. Y'all heard the man of God preach. Y'all know he got you know ministry when you sit, when you hear it. That's real ministry right there. So you can go there. We're also at 3 o'clock. We are part of we're at 3029 Wayne Street at 3 o'clock. Pastor Maurice's service is at 10. Ours is at 3 if you're looking for a church home. We are the Abba House. We're the pastors of the Abba House International. We would love for you guys to come and be a part of our services as well. Whichever one of these, listen, we're kingdom builders. So if you show up at Pastor Maurice, we're going to rejoice. If we show up over here, Pastor Maurice is going to rejoice. So we about building kingdom. We about building the kingdom of God. We about making sure that the lives are changed. That's what we all about. We ain't worried about which one you go to as long as you get into the house. Amen. So we also want you to make sure that man or woman of God is preaching the word, that they live the word that they preach. They live the word that they preach. That they could see that in you. If you watch this here, if you can't see it, you might need to find your little spot. Find somewhere else to go. So those are my three keys for you. Also, those of you all who would like to sow into today's broadcast, you could do so. We have three ways that you could do it. We have the Cash App, we have the PayPal, and we have Zelle. Our PayPal is $WGC2020. You also have our PayPal, which is paypal.me, Worldwide GC. You could go there. You could go to the Zelle. The Zelle is 832-816-7933. Again, PayPal is $WGC. And then there is PayPal. That's paypal.me/worldwide GC. And then the Zelle, 832-816-7997. You can go to any one of those three ways to sow. And we will be glad to have whatever seed that you sow. Remember, those seeds that you sow, it's for the building of kingdom. We use those to elevate the broadcast and do what we have God has set for us to do on the broadcast. Amen. So those of you all that would like to sow, please make sure that you govern yourself accordingly to do so as well. And remember, those that would like to share in giving, Pastor Maurice has also given his PayPal. Cash App as well for you guys to share in a gift of giving as well. So we thank you guys so much for the love, support on today. And we thank you for sharing and staying throughout this broadcast with us. We're just excited about what God is doing. Listen, you guys remember, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Core Gifted Gifts, body scrubs and bath bombs. Those of you all that are looking for your Christmas gifts, you want to go ahead on and start getting them early. Put your request in now. You could do so by going to Kashima, that's K-I-S-H-I-M-A, on Facebook, Kashima Douglas. Go to her page on Facebook. You can find her there. There's some body scrubs. I'm telling you, it will change your life. She does men and women. Doc, she got one to call Ocean Breeze. Listen, I tried some, Doc. I'm telling you, I was like, Lord, skin just as smooth as baby skin. Skin was just smooth as baby skin. I was so excited. I said, like, okay, Lord, okay, we got some men products out here. So you guys want to get your hands on some of those to share for your family. That way, you know, it's an easy process. You go ahead on there and connect with her. Tell her what you need. She has all the different flavors and fragrances and things that's on the page there. You guys can get connected with her. She could also call in. Call her. That number is 832-816-7997. You can connect with her there, and she would love to get that call from you to set up your order for you. Also, those of you all that are listening, she will be glad to mail those orders to you. Postage and handling will be included in that process. So please make sure you connect with her. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. And we're just excited about what God is doing and what God is sharing. And we look forward to you guys being a part of our next broadcast debut on Thursday with Pastor Kashima. She will be doing her Women's Day Thursday. So please make sure that you are a part of that. God bless you. We love you, and we look forward to you guys joining us again right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim, it's a little slow getting the message.